The young performers and instructors of the Afghan Youth Orchestra are used to the snow in Kabul. When a powerful storm dumped nearly 25 centimeters of snow on New York City, the second stop on the group's tour of the United States, it made them feel right at home. They are seeing the sights in the so-called city that never sleeps. While the waitstaff at Ellen's Stardust Diner serenades them, the young Afghans sample classic American food, cheeseburgers, and fries. The group traveled over 10,000 kilometers from Kabul to the United States on a tour funded largely by the U.S. State Department and the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan. The Taliban had banned the performance of music entirely when they took control of Afghanistan in 1996. Nagina, from Kunar province, said her favorite moment so far was a connection she made with the audience in Washington, D.C. earlier in the tour.
A few minutes before the beginning of the concert, when we were sitting on the stage, there were Afghan women who were looking at us and weeping. It was so emotional, and I myself was almost weeping. I became so emotional in that moment.
Yet others were impressed with the bright lights of Times Square.
I'd seen New York City in pictures 4 or 5 years ago, and since then, I've been in love with New York. I'll say it this way, I love New York.
I love New York.
On Tuesday, the Afghan Youth Orchestra will perform in the world-famous Carnegie Hall. Brian Allen, VOA News, New York.